ॐ नमः प्रणवार्ताय शुद्धज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय स्तोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदृहे नमः। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घयते गिरि यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् व्यासाय विष्णुरूपाय व्यासरूपाय विष्णवे नमो वै ब्रह्मनिधये वासिष्ठाय नमो नमः। श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पादं शङ्करं लोकशङ्करम्। लास्ट् क्लास् वि एण्डेड् विद् 20th श्लोक वेर् इन् अर्जुन वाण्टेड् टु सी बोथ् दि आर्मीस्। So now he is asking Bhagavan, who is sitting as a charioteer, to put the chariot in the middle of the both the armies. Arjuna vacham senayor bhayor madhye ratham tapayame chuta yavadeta nirikshaham yodhukaman avastitan kairmaya sahayodhavyam asmin rana samudyame yodhyamana navekshaham yayetetra samagataha भारतराष्ट्रस्य दुर्बुद्धेः युद्धे प्रियचिकीर्षवः। हे अच्युत, मे रथम सेनयोर उभयोर मध्ये स्थापय। वी सॉ इन द लास्ट क्लास द मीनिंग ऑफ अच्युत, एवर ट्रस्टवर्थी, नेवर फैलिबल, अनफेलिंग वन, सत्य संकल्पः, लाइक दैट सो मेनी मीनिंग्स वी सॉ। सो ही इज कॉलिंग भगवान, हे अच्युत, take me up to a point from where I can get a good view of those who are yodhukaman, who wanted to fight with me. Wherein asmin rana samudyame kaihi maya sahayodhavyam, I want to know with whom all I am going to fight. He already knew that, but still he want to have a clear vision, with whom are all I have to fight, let me see. And how many people are there to fight along with the durbuddhehe dhartarashtrasya. He says dhartarashtras, all these dhritarashtra putras, dhartarashtras, are going to fight with us in a adharmic way. So I want to know who are all others. Dhartarashtrasya durbuddhehe priyachikirshavaha, who want to please these dhritarashtra putras. So who want to fight on behalf of these Dhartarashtras, I want to see them. This Dhartarashtrasya Durbuddhehe is very important word. So far Arjuna is in clear vision that he is going to fight a dharmic war. So he is for dharma rakshana, he is having now very clear vision so far. So he calls the opposite army as durbuddhehe priyachikirshavaha. Dhartarashtra, this Duryodhana and others are durbuddhi, having durbuddhi, lot of atrocities and adharmic actions they did. Still, for some reason or the other, they want to please this Duryodhana, therefore they are fighting along with him. I have to fight them also. So ete atra yuddhe samagataha yotyamanan aham avekshe. These people who have gathered for fighting, I want to see. Arjuna is very clear in his vision. He is convinced about his righteous war. He is very convinced that with whom we are going to fight doesn't matter, for what purpose we are going to fight. Kshatat adharmat trayate iti kshatriyaha. A kshatriya is a person who wants to fight for the sake of dharma, not for the sake of kingdom, nor for pleasures, nor even for wealth, but for dharma sake. So far Arjuna is very much convinced that he is fighting for dharma sake only, as a duty, like a judiciary system which punishes the evil people. They don't have any like or dislike. There is no point of having like or dislike in this judiciary system. They are only concerned about whether the person has done any proper action or improper action. If he has done improper action, then he has to be punished. So there is no place for any emotional attachment there. Arjuna also, so far he is having an objective vision that it is my duty to protect the dharma, it is my duty to release the people from adharmic hands, so therefore I am fighting. I don't mind even if the fighting is against my own kith and kin. With this clear vision only, he entered the battlefield. What happened? Sanjaya uvacham. एवमुक्तो ऋषिकेशो गुडाकेशेन भारत सेनयोरुभयोर्मध्ये स्थापयित्वा रथोत्तमं भीष्मद्रोणप्रमुखतः सर्वेषां च महीक्षिताम् उवाच पार्थ पश्यैतान् समवेतान् कुरुण्यति. गुडाकेशेन एवमुक्तः ऋषिकेशः. दिस् आर् आल् ब्यूटिफुल् एपिथेट्. हियर् भगवान् इस् अड्रेस्ड् एस् ऋषिकेशः. Rishikanam Ishaha Rishikeshaha. Rishikaha means Indriya, mind and other sense organs. So he is the master of mind and sense organs. But still, though he is the master of all the minds and all the sense organs, still he is behaving as though an ordinary, obedient, simple servant, charioteer. And Gudakeshaha means a person. Gudakayaha Ishaha. Gudakeshaha means our Arjuna's name. He has conquered the sleep. Whenever he wants, he can sleep. If there is any necessity not to sleep, he will not sleep. This trouble we know all. Shivaratri day or Vaikuntha Ekadeshi day, when our tradition asks us to keep vigil, we know how much we struggle. But this problem is not there with the Arjuna. That means he is a fully alert person. He is not under tamasic qualities. So he has conquered his tamas. And they say there was a story in Ramayana, when Kumbhakarna was killed by Rama, this Nidra Devi also was crying. Somebody asked, why you are crying? No, in the entire world, Kumbhakarna, you know, 6 months he will sleep. That much capacity. We don't have that capacity. Continuous 6 months he can sleep. So Nidra Devi told, so far in the entire world I had only one ashraya. In the Kumbhakarna, I had only one ashraya. Now that ashraya means shelter. That also is now destroyed by Rama. Where should I go? Then Rama told, it seems, wherever spiritual discourses are going on, there you can go. So that is why in generally spiritual discourses, half of the people will be in their own world. So, this Arjuna has conquered sleep and is fully alert man, and this type of Arjuna is going to get confused. Confusing ordinary man who is tamasic is very easy. But confusing alert person, a clear person who is having clear vision in his life, that type of person is going to be confused. And that is possible only by the Lord. Therefore, Lord is addressed here as Rishikeshaha, a master of all the sense organs and the mind. So Rishikeshaha, Bhagavan Krishna, Senayor Ubhayor Madhye Rathottamam Sthapayitva. He has brought the chariot in between the two armies, but here he has done some mischief for the benefit of the world and for the benefit of the Arjuna also. Bhagavan Krishna here, he is going to do one mischief. What is that? Bhishma Drona Pramukataha. He has brought the chariot and put in front of the Bhishma and Drona. If he would have put in front of Duryodhana, then and there itself war would have started. Then and there, because already both sides they have given signals. Shankha was already given. So then and there itself Arjuna would have started the war. Because just by seeing Duryodhana, Arjuna would have got all the flashbacks, how they were humiliated, how Draupadi was humiliated, like that. Because of that flashback, he might have started the war. But Bhagavan did one mischief by putting the chariot in front of the Bhishma and Drona. As far as Arjuna is concerned, Bhagavan knows that Bhishma and Drona is the trigger zone. In psychological language, they use one trigger zone. You trigger a zone, so many havoc will happen. You are not touching the enemy at all. Somewhere else you do one switch you put, somewhere else burning will be there. So it is called a trigger zone. Bhagavan Krishna knows where is the trigger zone, where is the attachment for Arjuna. Arjuna is so much attached to these two great people, Bhishma and Drona. Therefore, he put in front of the Bhishma and Drona and said, "Hey Partha, Yetan Samavetan Kurun Pashya Iti." Here also Bhagavan addresses Arjuna as Partha. Partha means Prithayaha Putraha Parthaha. His mother name, Kunti name was Pritha. Actual name was Pritha. Since she was adopted by Kunti Bhoja, she was called Kunti. So here he is addressing. And what type of Kunti we all know? So much soft nature, all suffering woman she was. She never questioned the adharmic actions of Dhritarashtra. Dhritarashtra was actually a caretaker king. He was not allowed to be a actual king. When Pandu had to go to forest for doing tapasya, since no children were there, therefore he was given a caretaker kingship. But this caretaker king has swallowed entire people and he established himself as the proper king. Still, our Kunti Devi did not question even once. That type of mild mother she was. "Hey Partha, you are son of that type of mild mother." So therefore, don't have soft heart. And you have to see these people who are Kuru Vamsha, people who have done so much of adharmic actions. "Etan Samavetan Kurun Pashya." When Bhagavan told Kurun Pashya, you have to imagine, in one hand he is holding the reins of the horse. In another hand he was holding whip. Totra they call it. Whip. So how to show Pashya, how to point out? One hand must be there to point out, na? This is called pointing, index finger is called pointing out finger. The person who was there, he was giving witness in Bhagavat. Who was there? Bhishma was there. Showing Bhishma and Drona only, Bhagavan told, "Hey Partha, Kurun Pashya." Kurun Pashya means, adharmic people they are. These people also have already contributed for the adharma. So how he showed? Through his eyes he showed it seems. Kurun Pashya. While telling Kurun Pashya, he saw them with a scorning eyes. Bhagavan is famous for his Samadrishti. He doesn't have any anger towards anybody. But still, because of Bhakta Abhimana, because of the love towards the devotee, the Panja Pandavas, even the Bhishma and Drona also, in the eyes of Lord, are adharmic people. A person who does adharma is adharmic. A person who helps for adharma, adharmic action also is adharmic. So Bhishmacharya gives an eyewitness. Sapati sakhi vacho nishamya madhye nijaparayor balayoratham niveshya sitavati parasainikayurakshna krutavati parthasake gatirmamastu. While lying on the deathbed, Bhishmacharya remembers the leela of the Lord. There he remembers this particular leela. "Hey Krishna, That day you brought the chariot, keeping Arjuna in that. And when you stopped the chariot in front of me, and when you told to Arjuna that Kurun Pashya, that time what happened? My entire prana has gone. Sapadi sakivacho nishamya madhye nijaparayo balayoho ratham niveshya. Having heard the Arjuna's sakivacha, Arjuna's words, when you brought the chariot and you put in front of me, parasainika yurakshna, ayuhu akshna, you have taken all our life by your eyes. When you saw us, our prana has gone. Bhagavan did not tell, hey Partha, bandhun pashya, see your relatives, he did not tell. See your pitamaha, he did not tell. See your acharya, he did not tell. But he told, Kurun Pashya, Kauravas. These Kauravas, famous for adharmic action, they are standing in front of you. And along with them, these two great Mahatmas also are standing, Bhishma and Drona. They did not open their mouth when Draupadi was insulted. They did not open their mouth when your kingdom was taken away by Maya Dyut. And these same people telling that they are dharmic and they are going to fight with the adharmic Duryodhana. Therefore, he Partha, Kurun Pashya, he told. And one more reason was there for Bhagavan to disturb like this to Arjuna. So far Arjuna knew that he has to fight along with the Bhishma also. He knew that. Because wherever Kaurava Sena goes, Bhishma also will go. Bhishma has done one pratignya. Three pratignas he did. I will not marry. Therefore, I will not have son who can claim the kingdom in future. One. Second is, whoever sits on the throne, I will see him as my father. He never knew Dhritarashtra type of people is going to sit. Duryodhana type of people is going to sit in that throne. He never knew. But he did pratignya. Third pratignya he did, as long as this Hastinapur is not in safe condition, I will not give up my body. So wherever Hastinapur army goes, he has to go. Whether it is dharma or adharma, he doesn't have any option other than fighting. In that condition only, unavoidable condition only, he had come to fight along with the Duryodhana against the Pandavas. When Bhagavan knew this type of attachment in the heart of the Arjuna, so he wanted to teach, he wanted to give a message that in performing your duty, there is no place for likes and dislikes. In performing the duty, there is no place for relatives or enemies. If it is dharma, even enemies also should be encouraged. If it is adharma, even the relatives also have to be punished. So he, since he wanted to give the Atma Jnana, the highest knowledge to the humanity, keeping Arjuna as an instrument, he purposely disturbed the Arjuna's mind. That is why in this shloka, Vyasacharya addresses Krishna as Rishikanam Ishaha. Being a driver, he drives both. He drives the chariot and at the same time he drives the Arjuna's mind also. When Bhagavan told, hey Arjuna, see the Kuru, what does our Arjuna did? Tatra pashyat sitan partha pitrun athapita mahan acharyan matulan bhatrun putran pautran sakhim tatha shashuran suhradashchaiva senayorubhayorapi tan samikshasa kaunteyaha sarvan bandhun avastitan kripaya paraya vishtaha vishidan idam abravit. Bhagavan's mischief nicely works now. He wanted to disturb Arjuna in order to give him more strength in dharma, and he wanted to disturb Arjuna in order to give wisdom, Atma Jnana to the entire humanity. So now his plan is working. When Bhagavan told Kurun Pashya, see your enemies, Kauravas, see the Kauravas who are your enemies, see the Kauravas who are adharmic people, what did Partha do? Arjuna did. Tatra Parthaha Apashyate Sarvan Bandhu Navastita. He saw all of them as relatives. Now he is going to encounter the problem of attachment, the problem of raga. In the introduction class, we saw samsara is a mixture of three symptoms or three diseases: ragaha, shokaha, and mohaha. First comes raga. So here Arjuna saw pitrun. Pitrun means fathers. How can we say Arjuna had fathers? Father can be only one. Why here it is a plural? Dharma Shastra says every individual has five fathers. Every individual, whoever is in the world, has five fathers. Janita chopaneta cha yascha vidyam prayacchati annadata bhayastrata panchaite pitara smrita. First father is Janita, one who gives birth to this physical body. Second father is Upaneta. When a person gets the Upanayana, that time one who gives this mantra is called Upaneta. Acharya, they call. So when he is initiated into Gayatri and Sandhya, the Guru becomes the spiritual father. And there Gayatri becomes the mother, spiritual mother. Gayatri becomes the spiritual mother and the Guru becomes the spiritual father, second father. Yascha vidyam prayacchati. Guru are teachers who teaches the all the Dharma Shastra and other Vedic teachings. Third one is Guru, Acharya. Fourth one is Annadata. If a person is in dying condition because of hunger, so that time somebody gives food, and that person who gives food becomes the father, because he has saved the life. He has given the life again, otherwise he would have died. So Annadata, fourth father. Then fifth one is Bhayastrata. One terrorist is chasing, that time somebody comes and saves us from the terrorist, from our fear. So Bhayastrata Panchayate Pitarasmrita. Pitrun. So all the fathers he saw. Pita Mahan. When fathers are in plural, grandfathers also will be in plural. Pita Mahan, Acharyan, many teachers. Matulan. Matulan means uncles. Bhratrun, brothers. Putran, sons. Son of Duryodhana also, sons only for Arjuna. And Pautran, grandchildren. Sakin, many friends. Shashuran, father-in-laws, especially for Arjuna, lot of father-in-laws were there. He married many women. All these are all he saw. Sarvan Bandhu Navastitan. He saw them as relatives, not as adharmic people. Just 4 or 5 shlokas before he told, Dhartharashtrasya Durbuddehe Priyachikirshavaha, he told. These are all the people who are supporting Duryodhana, knowingly that Duryodhana is adharmic. These are all the people who are supporting, I want to kill them. Now he says, Sarvan Bandhu Navastita. He sees them as relatives. Badhnati iti Bandhu. Another meaning is there. One meaning of Bandhavaha or Bandhu is relatives. Another meaning is that which binds you, like a rope, that which binds you, Badhnati. So this very relationship is binding everyone. Na? Something happens in America, here it gets shaken. Son or a grandchild is in America working. Something happens there, but here family is shaken. தான் சர்வான் பந்தும் சேனையோர் உபயோகோ அவஸ்திதான் சக கௌந்தேயா சமீட்ச. அர்ஜுனா சா தெம் வெரி கிளியர்லி வெரி க்ளோஸ்லி ஆல் தீஸ் ரிலேட்டிவ்ஸ் ஹூ ஆர் ஸ்டாண்டிங் இன் போத் சைட்ஸ். ஹீ நியூ தட் ஹீ இஸ் கோயிங் டு வின் தி வார் பிகாஸ் ஹீ இஸ் கான்ஃபிடென்ட் அபவுட் தி ப்ரொடெக்ஷன் ஆஃப் தி பகவான் கிருஷ்ணா. And he knew that his side is dharma. Is there? Dharma is there. He knew that satyameva jayate. He knew that. So he was not having any problem with regard to his victory. But the end result of the war, so many people will be dead and gone. So they will die both sides. And so many loss will be there. So all these things he was imagining. That imaginary loss actually not happened so far, war not started. When he started imagining that when war starts, both sides there will be loss. Both sides, my own relatives are going to die. Pitamaha is going to die. Dronacharya is going to die. And my father-in-laws are going to die. All the putras, pautras are all going to die. So he saw the imaginary loss. Immediately, kripaya paraya avishtaha. Beautiful word it is. First, avishtaha. Avishtaha means he was overpowered. Overpowered by what? Kripaya. Kripaya means not compassion. Here, kripa means not compassion but attachment. He was overpowered by attachment. Paraya kripaya avishtaha, extreme attachment he was having. Suddenly he encountered that extreme attachment and he was overpowered by that extreme attachment. Kripa is a virtue. Kripa means compassion. One meaning is compassion, another meaning is attachment. Kripa is a virtue as far as jnani is concerned. In Gita itself, we are going to have Bhagavan Krishna is going to tell that a jnani is a person who has tremendous compassion towards the entire universe. He cannot stand suffering of somebody. He cannot stand harming somebody. So that type of compassion was a virtue with regard to the jnani. But as far as ajnani is concerned, ignorant person is concerned, this kripa, here the meaning is attachment, is a vice. It is an evil. So what is the difference between a jnani and ajnani? Both are good feeling only. Feeling for others. If we have feeling for others, that is nice only, we may ask. But Shastra says, as long as you have ignorance in you, you cannot have unselfish feeling for others. There will be always a personal axis to grind. There will be always some selfish motive behind this kripa. Helplessly, you will be overpowered. Avishtaha, he says. Kripa is entertained by a jnani consciously. Kripa is an emotion, very good emotion, is entertained willfully by a jnani. He is the master of his action. He is the master of his emotions. Emotions are in his hands as tools. It is a tool. It can be used according to the will of the master, if he is a master. So at will it can be used, or it can be postponed, or it can be dropped at will. So jnani is a person who is a master of these emotions. As long as I am not a master of these emotions, emotions will naturally overpower me. So without my permission, it suddenly comes to me. We ourselves don't know when we are going to get angry, isn't it? Suddenly somebody says some words, only simple sound. We get so much anger, our hand is reacting without our knowledge. Somebody told some words, that's all. Immediately, without our knowledge, our hands gets react. So that means I am overpowered. Avishtaha. He is not the master of the emotions. Ajnani is not the master of the emotions, whereas jnani is the master of these emotions. And as far as ajnani is concerned, ignorant man is concerned, all these emotions are masters, it overpowers him. Emotions are reactions. Helplessly he reacts. There is no control over it. When something overpowers me, then I become slave. So Arjuna, being Ajnani, he feels, when he saw the people in front of them, Arjuna being Ajnani, for Ajnani, his own body is everything, na? For all of us. When anybody asks, who are you? We never say, I am Panchakosha Vilakshanaha, Sachidananda Swarupaha, Avastatraya Sakshi, Sarvagata Atma. Anybody says, what is our biodata? I am son of daughter of so and so, husband or wife of so and so, father or mother of so and so, having so and so education, going for so and so employment. This is only our biodata. We never say, I am different from five koshas, pancha kosha vilakshanaha, avastatre sakshi, I am neither waker, nor dreamer, nor sleeper, I am the witness of all these three states. Sachidananda Swarupaha, we never say. So Arjuna also, like us, that's why Gita is so popular, because Arjuna represents our condition. He is a dharmic man, a normal human being who did not have Atma Jnanam. So being Ajnani, he thought, by this war, I may not be killed, I may live, but by this war, others will be killed. When he thought others will be killed, actually which is going to be killed, only body is going to be killed. As far as Arjuna is concerned, he is body, therefore everybody appeared to him as body only. So destruction of particular body is equal to destruction of the very person himself as far as Ajnani is concerned. Therefore he had a great reaction, or a natural consequence called Vishada. Visa, any attachment lands us into the Shoka. Vishada means Shoka. Any attachment, whatever it may be, whether it is a person or situation or an object. Only these three things are there in the world, na? It may be either a person or a situation or an object. Once we are attached to it, when it going to go from us, it need not go really. When we think that it is going to go from us, it is called imaginary loss. Even the imaginary loss can create a tremendous, intense, deep shoka in us. And all the objects, persons, situations in the world are anitya vastu. So one day or the other it is going to go from us. Entire world is having three types of doshas: apekshikatva doshaha, sadishayatva doshaha, anityatva doshaha. Because of all these three doshas, it is going to go from me one day or the other. If I am not ready to leave it, Bhagavan Yamadharma Raja will come and he will take me away from it. Just now I would have built a 100 square feet or 1,000 square feet house. House will be there another 100 years, but this fellow will not be there. Either I will go, or the object or person towards whom I have attachment will go away. In Yaksha Prashna, in Mahabharata itself it comes. Yaksha asks, what do you find? What is the great wonder in the world? Dharmaraja says, see, everybody sees death in their own life. Death of not ours. We cannot see our own death. Everybody sees death of others. But still, this fellow thinks, I will not die. What a great wonder it is. This confusion, this delusion is the great wonder. Similarly, I never want an object or a person to leave from me. I don't want to lose it. Why? Because I am too much attached to that person or the situation or the object. So very imaginary loss brought him a great sorrow in his mind. So paraya kripaya avishtaha san vishidan. He got the shoka. How much shoka he got? Exactly proportionate to the attachment. In the next shlokas, we are going to see how much shoka he is going to get. Shoka is always at exactly proportionate to attachment. So many people are dying in Nigeria, and we also read in the newspaper, so many places war is going on. We also read daily earthquake happens. When we read, we are sita prajnas, nothing happens to us. And we may say law, philosophy also, what to do, world means anicca. Nothing happens to us. But in the same earthquake, our own relatives, our own people, friend or somebody is there, means entire body burns. Death is a fact, objectively it is common for all. If death is the cause of sorrow, we should be sorrowful with regard to everybody's death. But we are sorrowful with regard to only particular death. That means death is not the cause of sorrow. The particular attachment with a particular person is the cause of sorrow. Now, angry Arjuna has become sorry Arjuna. When he entered the battlefield, he entered with lot of anger. Na? Let me see who are all there to fight. Let me see who are all there to come, arrived here to die in my hands. So angry Arjuna becomes sorry Arjuna. Now he is full of sorrow. Rational Arjuna has become emotional Arjuna. Last shloka he said, Dhartharashtrasya durbuddehe priyachikirshavaha. His mind was very rational. Whether they are my relatives or friends, since they are helping the durbuddhi, Duryodhana, so they also had to be killed. So his mind was very rational. Now his mind has become emotional. Soldier Kshatriya Arjuna has become samsari Arjuna. When he entered as a Kshatriya to protect the dharma. Now he has become samsari Arjuna, because samsara is denoted by raga and shoka and moha. So this is the first stage. A Kshatriya or a soldier becomes the samsari. First he should know that he is having samsara, then only he will attempt for the removal of samsara, then he will become the disciplehood. So the entire first chapter we saw in the introduction, entire first chapter, Arjuna Vishada Yogaha is given to us, though there is no teaching, but still there is an indirect teaching that every individual have to go through these stages. They should know that there is a disease. This is called attachment. Aham yesha mama yete. This disease is there. Every individual should know it. And we also know, very little little we know. Intensely it should be felt. And here, very very inconvenient situation it is. The Atma Vidya should be taught either in the ashramas or somewhere else, Nadi Tira, sitting calm, quietly. When our house is burning, suppose if we go for digging the well, what will happen? That is the condition now. His house is going to, his mind is going to burn. Fortunately, there was a magical person, Bhagavan Krishna. He could give water immediately, but for our life that we cannot expect. So we have to prepare ourselves. We have to know that there is an innate disease in us called samsara, called raga, attachment. When it overpowers us, how we should tackle it? Here, Vyasacharya does not have any camera, poor man, or background music also. In a TV they will show, the Mahabharata show, Arjuna stands in between them, then he saw Bhishma, and there will be a flashback. Arjuna, as a small child, goes to Bhishma, sits on the lap of the Bhishma, and Bhishma cajoles him. So much love he shows to Arjuna. All these flashbacks are coming. Poor Vyasacharya cannot show all these things. So we have to stop here for the imaginary flashback. Arjuna sees Bhishma, my grandfather, what a loving person he was. How much love he showed. And he sees Dronacharya, my great Gurudev, If at all I am now famous in the archery, in my valor, in my prowess, the entire credit goes to Dronacharya. What a love he has showed. And I have to kill them, learning the archery from them. After killing, I will survive. He is confident. After killing them, I will survive. What will be my future when they are absent in my life? Without them, my life is shunya. The youngsters generally, they pick up one girl and they love, they say they love. From college or some employment places, they pick up a girl. This girl was not in this, in the life of this boy 1 year or 2 years before. Just now they got acquainted, and this boy thinks that she is a suitable future spouse for me. So some reason or the other reason, if that relationship, that love doesn't end with the marriage, if there is an obstacle for their marriage, this fellow is lost. So he started growing daddy, beard. And if anybody asks, what is life, sir? Before 2 years or 1 year, this boy lived happily. But now this boy cannot imagine the imaginary loss. And his life is in the absence of that particular person whom he loves. In the absence of that person, I cannot even imagine the life itself. Same condition to our Arjuna. That hidden intense attachment is very, very, very strongly felt by Arjuna. He had attachment every time he loved his grandfather and others. But here, at this particular juncture, this intense attachment is very strongly felt. Only when there is a possibility of losing them. Now the chance has, possibility has come, he has to lose them, he has to kill them. So that was the reason which provoked this intense attachment. Teaching from this reaction of Arjuna is, for us, is we have to check ourselves whether we can stand the absence of particular people. Suppose we want to know whether I am attached to one particular individual, or whether I am attached to one particular sense object, particular comfort. We have to check ourselves now and then. That is why in our Vedic culture, they enforce vritas. Suppose if I am addicted for coffee, fasting day I cannot have coffee. So from morning 6 o'clock onwards, mind will be ringing, coffee, I did not have coffee, I did not have coffee, I did not have coffee, I did not. Once in a while, they ask us to do jagaran, ratri jagaran. How much we are attached to all these small physical things. So somehow manage to wake up to 11 o'clock, 11:30. Then afterwards, sitting in temple, hearing plenty of noises and bhajans, still I manage to sleep. When you try to lose them, when you try to avoid them, then only you will come to know how much we are attached to it. In Ramayana, they show a great incident, keeping Rama as an example, whether Rama is attached to this world or not, whether Rama had any desire for enjoyment in this world or not. He has to conquer all his desires, then only he can become Maryada Purushottam. He has to face the life situation as it comes, in a graceful manner. How he has reacted? One day he was told, you are going to be a king. Next day they told, not only you are not going to be a king, your kingship is taken away. Not only that, you have lost your citizenship also. Go to forest. When Mother Kaikeyi says this information to Rama, Valmiki ji says, his face was like a lotus, just bloomed lotus. No reaction. So stones also don't have any reaction. Like that, is it? Valmiki says, no, it is like a flower. Just bloomed flower. And Ramji says to Kaikeyi, Naham Arthaparo Devi Lokam Avastu Mutsahe Vidhimam Rishibhistulyam Kevalam Dharma Mashritam. my entire life is based on dharma. It is not based on either artha or kama. My entire life is based on dharma. I stand for dharma. Therefore, losing this artha and kama is nothing for me. So every individual has to face this test. If we are not aware of these hidden invariables, they call it, when it will come and attack, we don't know. It is like a AIDS disease. If we are not aware of that virus called attachment, then our life will be under constant threat. Anybody can threaten us. We don't know in which situation the samsara disease will be triggered by the attachment virus. We don't know. Any moment it will come and overpower us. When it overpowers us, then also we cannot tackle it because we are not prepared for it. When it is not overpowering us, it is hidden. Therefore, we are not aware of it. Therefore, we are not doing anything to tackle it. When it overpowers us, then also we don't have strength to tackle it. Before knowing it, I don't tackle them. I just casually pass away. After knowing it, I cannot tackle them. It is like this is AIDS. So 10 years, 12 years, it is hidden, that virus. I myself don't know. I don't get any symptom at all of the disease. But when it comes up and when it starts working in my body, I cannot do anything. Similarly, the samsara roga also is a great disease. Everybody suffers, but everybody justifies that. Even Atowala says, life means, sir, what is life? Both sides will be there. You have to take care of both sides. So he justifies the sorrow. That is how raga and samsara happily continues in our life. Earlier period, we don't bother about it. When it confronts us, we cannot do anything. Therefore, this samsara roga happily continues. Only some rare people who are really lucky get the symptoms of this disease called samsara roga. What is that symptom? Now and then we get shoka, na? Whenever shoka comes to us in our life, we have to ask, what is the reason for this shoka? You ask a boy why he is weeping, he will tell, I did not get good marks. Or some boys will tell, teacher doesn't know how to correct my paper, so he did not give good marks. Good boys will tell, I did not get good marks. The reason for crying is not getting good marks. The reason for crying is his value, his attachment for good marks. He has put some value. I also don't get good marks, but I am not unhappy. A farmer also doesn't get good marks, so he is also not unhappy. Why particular child is unhappy? Because that value is given. When I want something in my life, when it doesn't come to me, then I feel unhappy. When I don't want to lose something from my life, when it goes away from me, then also I get sorrow. So these life experiences comes to everyone. Only few people catches those experiences and tries to learn from the experience. Without learning, plenty of experiences are going on in everybody's life. So, in Upanishad it says, Pariksha lokan karma chitan brahmane nirvedam ayat nasti akritaha kriten. When I live in the world, I have to experience many situations. When I experience situations, I have to learn. If I want to protect me from sorrow, I have to protect me from attachment. Anityam asukam lokam. This world has something. It has comforts, it has money, it has food, it has shelter, it has cloth. But it doesn't have happiness. It doesn't have fulfillment. It doesn't have purunatva. It doesn't have shanti. For the sake of food, shelter, cloth, I can go to the world. But for the sake of fulfillment, I should not go to the world. This idea comes for a rare person.
Arjuna never bothered about all these things because along with him, Krishna was there. Whatever he wanted, Krishna could provide. Krishna could provide one Indraprastha within a day. One big kingdom he has made within a day. Within a day. So that type of Kamadhenu was with him. Therefore, he never bothered about the Atmajnana or other higher things in life. So Bhagavan loved Arjuna. Therefore, he wanted to give these higher things also. Knowledge about, the real knowledge about the real person. So he has disturbed the Arjuna's mind by a small mischief, putting the chariot in front of the Bhishma and Drona. As soon as Arjuna saw these two people, because of these two people, everybody appeared to him as relatives, putras, pautras, uncles, father-in-laws. Then he got lot of sorrow in his mind. Now Arjuna is going to express his sorrow.
Arjuna vacham drishtve mam swajanam krishna yutsum samupastitam sedanti mama gatrani mukham cha parishushyati.
Hey Krishna, imam yuyutsum samupastitam swajanam drishtva. That is the word. Swajanam. My own people. After seeing my own people, I am disturbed now. If they are not my own people, I am ready to kill them. No problem. Arjuna fought many wars. When he went to Indraloka also, he killed so many rakshasas. So many wars he fought. But those wars are not against his own people. Now this war is going to be against his own people. So clearly and openly he says, how can I kill my own people? And he addresses Bhagavan as, hey Krishna. Krishna means karshati sarvan kleshan iti krishnaha. A person who can attract, who can take away all the kleshas, papas. Now one klesha Arjuna is having, what is that? Shoka is a klesha, a discomfort born out of attachment, which is nothing but a result of papa karma. So here he addresses, hey Krishna, imam swajanam yuyutsum samupastitam drishtva. This swajanam have all gathered not for marriage party but for fighting. Entire clan has gathered here as though it is a marriage party. So yuyutsum samupastitam drishtva sidanti mama gatrani. My entire body is shaken. Entire frame is shaken. Mukham cha parishushyati. My throat also parched. So lot of other details are there. It's a very very important shloka which shows the samsara roga. So we have to understand it very clearly. What is the meaning of this swajana? How this one word creates havoc in the life of human being? One word, swajanam. Sva, the word, sva, me, mine. Aham yesham, mama yete. I belong to certain people belong to me. This one particular idea, which is born out of ignorance. I am all pervasive, I am consciousness, Sachidananda Swarupa. Without the knowledge of that, all pervasiveness, all pervasive entity cannot have any relatives. I am related to everybody, but I think I am related to one particular group of people. I belong to particular group of people and particular group of people are belonging to me. So both sides there is a transaction. How this idea is going to create problems in human life and other details we will see in the next class.
Om Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmani Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.